Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke. Lovely. Lovely melody and lyrics. I love the tune. Okay, you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Anniversary. You know, I am getting more and more astonished. And the more I come to realize the world I am living in, it is the more my astonishment grows, because there are widening of the problem. The more I realize, the crisis grows. It has depth and width. Too astonishing. Too much for ordinary minds. People who just cannot be bothered about certain issues, they would just say, leave it all to God. Leave it to Jesus. And, you know, that we are not going anywhere. And what I'm seeing is that the people who deserve the good life, to know and live the good life, they're losing it. They are surely losing it. And the reason why they are losing it, I almost lost it too. But hadn't it been that I have a mind that just don't, you know, I have a mind that cares about knowing. I want to know. I want to live on the basis of what my knowledge is. So, though I am, you know, I'm over 50, not 50, I mean over 50 years, that's right, but I meant to say, you know, what is the oldest age that I have reached, and that I meant to say I'm over 70. You know, I soon get to mid 70, and I don't feel any way like I want to stop thinking about the world. No, I am still ready to see more and more and more of it. Because to me, it's the only important thing. I don't think that life value anything if we are not thinking and getting to understand. Because why are we alive? Just to eat and drink and to do, you know, those things that, you know, we would consider in life, you know, they are important things. But when we are just restricted to these things, and considering you drop boop and you dead, what you really was living for was not anything, any purpose extraordinary. It was just the ordinary natural life. And when we have the capacity to go further with our brain. Our brain can take us to higher levels of understanding. So why don't we live to that? You know, I mean, if people would like to go up to the moon, and, you know, that is a very extraordinary thing than, you know, we who are just earthbound and restricted to a certain type of experience. So you see, people get excited if they're going to go to a different part of the country or of the planet, to other countries and stuff. They're excited to go to another place. But when you go to this other place where you feel an energy, you know, just to be far away from where you accustomed to, there are people there who feel like you and where you're coming from. So you're going to where people feel at home and will be excited if they want to come to where you originate on the planet. So you see, normative is a funny thing. It really depends on the way we are thinking. People somewhere would like to come to America. Yeah, a lot of people in the world want to come to America. Right?
And people in America are traveling and go to other countries. You see, because once you are in America where you wanted to come, you're here, it just become like, say, Jamaica, where I was born. You know what I mean? It just become another place. Well, it's like you get a new girlfriend. You have a new girlfriend. And, you know, you're excited and the energy and everything like that. Oh, yeah, the love is, you know. It's like no other love you've had. And, but you're going to get accustomed to this. You know what I mean? And different you're going to see that your mind adjusts to that excitement, you know, dissipate, and you develop normative now, and that excitement is no longer there. Well, you may be all right. You may be, you know, happy and things are going all right, but for sure, you notice, if you take note, that glee that you had and, you know, excited, you're not that way anymore. So I'm saying that we want to go to the higher part, understanding. Our brain is competent to bring higher level of understanding of the world around us. The dimension that, you know, we just look out at the out the window at the trees and look at the skies and, you know, and examine whatever is going on around you. As you can tell, when you're going to fly, you're going to take a plane and you're going to fly. You're not a train this time. You're going to fly. And you may be leaving from Miami to London. You know, you're going to be flying. You know, airborne. You know, and imagine that. That's a funny, funny, strange home up there. You know what I mean? And you, the plane may be carrying like some 500 people or more or less. But, I mean, a lot of people into that little, you know, no matter how big the plane is, but when you're up there, people looking at you flying like, you know, 40,000 feet. It doesn't seem like a lot of people in that little ear ship. So what I'm saying to you is this: instead of living and just eating and you know and paying your bills and stuff like that, and you know, life has a lot of different situation that you need to keep under control. You know, that type of life. I'm saying that there's a greater life. It's like you only know about AD and Adam and a calendar, but if I start asking you about, what about BC? The BC is a calendar too? You probably don't know nothing about that. You know? And useless I ask you, what is the purpose of the BC calendar? That you don't know what to really say about that. Say, oh, let's talk about something else. You see what I mean? So, not good.
Not good. Not good, my friends. And when we look at the world through the lens of A.D. Anno Domini, what we see is an uninteresting world of humanity. There is nothing interesting about A.D. Anno Domini. Because guess what? It's a package of lies. Package created by the European culture. And what it is, what is the predominant thing of the Caucasoid European culture? What is it that classifies them as a culture? I mean, you know, if you talk about the Chinese culture, you know, Chinese, just a subculture, because all together to get the 100% hybrid intelligent culture, the Indians, Hispanic, and all the other non-Caucasian people, we all comprise civilization that you read about in the World History textbook. The World History textbook is clear, candidly, exclusively one civilization. It does not include the Caucasoid. The Caucasoid right now is doing a trick on the civilization of the world. And what they're doing, they are moving slowly, but surely they are condensing the civilized people with their uncivilized culture. They're merging us. That's what I'm saying. Of course, when I came to America as an African person, of course, I knew very little. I was 27 years of age, but then I knew very little about the world and the things I know today, because I was able to go to high school and read much higher than the fourth grade I was reading on. So I know things today that virtually impossible for me to have learned them, given that I didn't have anyone to talk to me about extra knowledge outside of the normative that you go to school and you can read better and you are bound to the normative of the society that you live in. Now, I'm gone beyond the society that I knew from growing up, because basically the society that I saw in Jamaica coming to America, it's basically the same at the core, you know, because it's Christianity. You know, so there are some difference with the white people them and black people them, but when it comes to blood, the black people in America with the sodomite invaders, the killers, the murderers, the thieves,
who don't want anything besides eat and drink, you know, look well, and destroy anybody you want to destroy. And basically, this is what life is, and that's what Christianity is, except that they have the Bible to give us a false sense, false hope of heaven. None of that is true. However, the distinction I am making is that in America, because of the white culture that take over so many of the African settlements all around the world, they come in and remove the government of the black people and set up their own, something that they make up, uncivilized governing. What I'm saying is true. What I'm saying is true, you know. It is true. And, you know, I'm talking mild and everything like that. But I am speaking with the understanding that somebody who has youth for some sense about the world, if they never knew, then it will be good. Because I'm not talking nonsense. I'm talking civilized information. In America, the black people are different from the white people in their endocrine, but mentally, a lot of the black people, even those who were real slaves, they are connected to the white people thinking of Christianity and has white people not interested in cosmological life. So do the black people. They don't. And I think a lot of white people don't know anything about cosmology or cosmogony. They're not interested in that. They're interested into the natural common things, not the supernatural. You know, because the church that they are going is not supernatural at all. You know, they fool you. And that's what they are about. Now, the question is, see the kind of world that I just painted to you? We're black people. Wherever these white people invade and conquest the black people, the white people push in the brain of the black folks a belief in Jesus Christ. This is what happened. They can't put it into your genome because you're born with the endocrine glands that secrete civilized energy. But when you believe, you cut off that civility. Much of the flow of the hormones from the glands not penetrating your brain anymore. Once you believe, because your head not supposed to work so. You're not supposed to be believing foolishness or believe foolishly. Because a lot of things we believe, we're not supposed to believe it. And if you're going to believe anything, you must have knowledge of it. That's not the way it's going. When I realize the way white people are, from black people, I am in a negative awe. Really? Because the depth to which black people swallow delusion, yeah, the way we are attacked by the white people, and have our heads turn around, you know, on your inside, you are thinking positive, but guess what? Your brain is full of too much negative. You can't digest good information. You can't accept it because you're under the command of the sodomite culture. That's what white people are. White people constitute a sodomite culture. And what they are doing is forcing the black people to be to join the sodomite culture. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And this is really, really, really what is, I'm developing the knowledge of what's happening. Just a few decades ago, or a half a century ago, in America, you know, say 40 years ago, you know, I was reading that the Indian, which they say is about 150 years ago since that, the Indians had a law. The law affected the slaves in America. The law of sodomy is that sodomy was against the law in America. Because remember, it was just like about 40 years ago that the gays began to come out of the closet, they call it. Yeah, in Miami. That time, I just came to America. But I remember, and there was this young girl, singer girl in Miami who was a Christian. And somehow, you see, the white people invade this black country. Because they have, this is just one more, America is just one more of many black people country that they seize and control, completely control. America is just one. Why do they do that? Why white people seek to do that? There is a history coming from 12,000 years ago. And we will not understand what is really going on until we understand the history of the black people creation in Africa and when they, of course, black people have no connection with the Bible, Adam and Eve. The white people create that to break the black people down. And I know that is true because I was also broken down.
My parents are Christian. I born and raised up, see them Christian. And they were wholehearted, sincere. So I know from age 7, I got into following them. And I followed that. That type of a Christian dominion was what I follow. I walk and live under till, you know, I was like getting towards 60 years of age when things happen. You know, my brain began to work differently and illumination, reading words and understand. And that is what changed my life. I got rescued from foolishness. But all along, it was just a dark and gravel road I was walking on. Lack understanding. Right? But the time came when I started to read and hold myself responsible. What did I just read? Do I know to know what I read? And that is what makes the change. I can tell you, I empathize a lot with my Black people who don't discover what kind of peril Black people are in, relegated by white people. A lot of us have died and gone. My parents. And a lot of us are on the way with the belief in Christ. You know, when I found out that there was no Christ, you know, and all the stories in Matthew, in the New Testament, and the prophecies and stuff like that, I read and get to the root of all of these stuff. So it's not a hiss. I know what I'm talking about. Because I'm reading on a level, at least, I mean, 30 or 40 years ago when I left high school. At least then I was reading on almost 13 points. 12.12. I was almost at 13 reading comprehension. So, you know, I began to understand things, but it took me like about 20 years after I left school before I really get serious about what I'm reading and find out the issue. Because there's, you know, there's much about language that we need to know to understand issues. You know, we need to read properly and understand exactly what's being said. You know, like you talk about context and some people ask you, what is that? You know, I remember somebody asked, what is that word context? I come to find out context rule everything you talk about. You know, if you're talking about one thing and you decide to change to something else, the context change, right? Yes. Because you can't talk the same thing with two contexts, because you'll never get there. You'll never get the fact of what you're talking about. So, I am saying what I come to understand about the Black people existence today, what the Bible has to say about Black people existence. The Bible don't have anything to say about Black people existence. That's surreal. That might sound surreal to you. No, it's real. Bible don't have anything to say about Black people. Because guess what? White people don't know anything about Black people origin. They may read about it, but I mean,
They don't even have the civilized knowledge to respect that black people don't. Black people are not created under what they wrote in the Bible, because they want black people to be perceived as created in an impossible way. Because it is impossible for black people to be created by a Sodomite God in the Bible. Because when you talk about a spirit God in the Bible, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It is not possible for black people to be created by a spirit God. It's not possible. So when they wrote that in the Bible, and they meant it to be understood for black people, null and void. But guess what? Even when something is null and void and you believe that it exists, for you, it exists. That's the problem. The thing exists, but you decide that it doesn't exist. To you, it does not exist. But not in actuality. So black people clutching the Bible, and because we don't know any better, we live to that idiocy that the white people create. Now, it is because black people believe the Adam and Eve story, why white people controlling the world today. It's not a joke. It's no joke whatsoever. And these white people, they kill you as you blink. If you don't have no protection, and the protection that we must have is only belief. Well, let's leave out belief anyway, because belief has its linguistic context when it comes to the definition of believing. Black people need to have knowledge of their history, because history, like you have a birth certificate. Do you go without a birth certificate? Do you have to have a birth certificate? Isn't having a birth certificate vital and crucial? Because a birth certificate must have the truth. Yeah. If you have a birth certificate that doesn't have the truth about you, what is the good use of it? You know, when somebody make up a bogus certificate, is that, you know, is that the truth? No, it's not the truth. Counterfeit. Well, the Bible talking about in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and he created Adam and Eve, and also there is the biblical account about before the earth was created and the heaven. And if you read that in the Bible and understand it, there is just no way for a black hybrid person to accept the Bible as a word of God, and that you were created in a garden of Eden. When you think that all the contrary things in the scripture about God's action when he creates Adam and Eve, read it good, because before God created anything at all, even before he created the so-called character of Jesus, the Bible says God is holy and God is all-knowing. God is perfect. God is ubiquitous. He's everywhere. And God is love. None of those things are true, what the Bible says about God. You know, and the Bible lies, because none of those things the Bible says are true. You may say, well, what is he talking about? Because you think it is the God in the Bible that created the world and begot us on Jesus Christ. That's what you believe. Well, I was born into Christianity, so I believe that as well. For, let's say, about 60 years. Yeah. And the normative that we feel, what we experience about the creation of the Bible of Adam and Eve, we are not exposed to thinking or feeling. It's a wrong belief. No, we are content. We are content. So, no, I know we were not created to go through the experience we have experienced. And especially what you call the diaspora people who really go through the grinder. And your faculty, your mental function really gone dysfunctional because of what the Bible teach us to believe. And they make believing the only thing that matters. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And whatever lie embedded into what they are saying in the Bible, we are immune to it. We don't know that. And we are taught to defend the Bible, all the corrosive lies in the Bible. We defend it. Because the white people spend all the rest of their lives to keep black people in the dark of the truth. Of their own history, when they use the Bible and block our minds from reading our own history, my friends, that's serious stuff. Our brain was not to counter these kinds of stuff, but that's what is happening, and it's the reason why we will die in psychological darkness because of these white people. See, look at the picture and see, why would white people leave their own indigenous land where they get the experience of their own sodomite culture? Why would they run after black people everywhere we go around the planet and come and kick us out? And all they do is, what they do first, they learn the civilized way of thinking from the African people, because there was no civilization on earth until the gods came here 450,000 years ago. And it is the gods, the Elohim, the Anunnaki, all the names are. They are called. They are here in the present tense. And they do a lot of things. And I keep on reading facts that history gives us about this situation. It says, this is a Zachariah sitting, Sumerian history. If you're reading anything and it is not Sumerian, you're not reading civilized history. All right? Atra-Assistek, Sumerian, the first big civilization, right? Along the Mesopotamia, Egypt, China, and India, walked along that coast, right? The history of the big civilization in the river valley. That's us, the African civilization. That include the Chinese, the Indians, and the rest of us. Hispanics and so forth. Even the Arabs too. But the white people caught the Arabs and convert them, convert their head. So in their endocrine, they are polytheism, but they begin to behave like sodomites because the sodomite culture. Once they went and overthrew the king of Italy and took the wealth, took the secrets, Africa went to sleep. Africa don't care about the black people anymore. Like there's no government there except to find people for food. Because these African nations over there, they are so backwards. They're so backward that they can't find food to feed the African people. Africa that has more wealth than any other country I know. So I'm telling you where we come from is the history. And if you read the history, which is a record, it will show you Africa. It will show you everything. It will show you that we are not under a Bible talk about a spirit God. We don't come from spirit origin. And because we don't know, these white people are coming down on us everywhere we live. If we were in our right mind, they wouldn't do it. But 12,000 years ago, that's when they started to learn civility from the black people. Then later on, they started stealing secrets from us. When they overthrew a king, I am wondering to myself, how could they overthrow a king? I because based on who we are, there's just no way that should happen. But something here for us to learn. It is for us to learn why we fall into the situation that we are in. And I'm telling you, they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this meticulously documented, in this extraordinary documented meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. That's where we are coming from. What these white people are doing over the past 12,000 years till they came down to 509 BC. That's where all hell breaks loose, because they got to a point where they were competent to launch an evil attack against the king in Italy, Rome, in Rome, Italy, and took military, took all what the king possessed, and right now, the spot of St. Peter's Basilica. That's the place where the black African king was thrown out. And these Indo-Europeans took control, imitate the king, who is a Roman, and call himself Roman Republic. They're this bold. You see them right there? Prior to that, before 509 BC, there was the Bronze Age, the end of the Bronze Age. And at that time, they were only known as sea people. The sea people. The first unprecedented criminals on earth. A group that was poised with potential to totally decimate the civilized function of kingship government. And they didn't get to do that except went into delusion. They were defiled by these sodomites. And until now, we don't regain our understanding of ourselves. And they are now educating us and doing everything to us by first taking our wealth. 509 BC. That's where the whole thing started. 509 BC. And then it wasn't long after they changed the Elohim zodiacal calendar. And that is what controls the life of the African people. And we gave up all that we possess to these sodomites and the sodomite culture. Now, we don't have any land. We don't have any government that can really help people. We do not. So these sodomites now, they have what is called a constitution. And the constitution has laws. You see, if we did not allow them to come on with AD and Adamani and bring on, they invent Jesus. They invent God. That's what they do. And because of that, black people fall under this kind of a delusional influence. I am, you know, I'm so full of consternation to see the amount of sodomite rubbish that takes control into our territory. And, you know, the bag is bursting in the seam with ignorance of this sodomite culture. Pope apologizing for sins of Catholics. from antiquity to modern evil. Vatican official said Tuesday, the pontiff will make the plea for pardon. Unprecedented. It's unprecedented in the church's history. The church. How could the church be a polytheistic Elohim institution? It's impossible. But these homosexuals realize that African people, they can read, if them can read prose, they can read prose, and they can write fiction and stuff like that. But if you want them to read the Bible and tell you how can a human mind become unnatural for them to understand those mysteries in the Bible? How can your mind function in any kind of way unnatural? I mean, what I have found is that the white people teach black people to attack civility. Attack it by saying things that are not civilized at all. Because when you say your mind must be unnatural so you understand the things of God in the Bible, that is just not true. It's impossible. That's impossible. You see, and that your belief supersede knowledge. That's impossible. But this is what is happening. And that's the difference. Why they are ruling us. Because I'm seeing the most brilliant black people you can find work for the federal government in the Senate. And they don't understand that democracy was created just BC 8. In Greece by the Sodomite culture. Right? And all they needed at that point was to take control of what we have. And see, they show you how bold they were in Rome, Italy. They changed the regime of a king. So when we talk about they killed Saddam and killed Gaddafi, they did bigger things before by destroying the king in Rome, Italy. And go around until this day like they are Roman. And we still don't see anything wrong. We go to their church. We praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. No, those things just don't exist. Now, I found out after 50 years, all this whole bunch of rubbish, because I started to read seriously and see. That's why I come to write, bamboozled, deceived by lies, man never a sinner. And how many people cannot accept that we were never sinners? Because your mind is done trapped into believing that the spirit God in the Bible create mankind. That spirit God does not exist at all. And history is what you have to read to know what transpired on planet Earth that put civilized people here. If you think that is Adam and Eve in some garden you can't find, and you don't see anything that resembles a God that creates anything in the Bible, because God is an idiot. God is not anyway perfect. The God were you reading about in the Bible?
No.
Read history and you will see the difference. But now a lot of people are too, their mind are glued to that belief. And they are going to go to heaven with Jesus. Problem, my friends. That's the problem. And now I am looking and see. I'm looking at how the I'm looking at the dominance of the white people and how they turn something unnatural into natural. It's not short of a certain kind of miracle that they were able to do that. Because it's hard now after 400 years to think that these people really come here as criminal and take root the way they have. Controlling, as they're controlling the entire world. And Africa sit over there, have not a word to say. People are never going to be civilized. Never will. White people cannot be civilized. They only have enough sense to make trouble in the world. You see, the amount of black people that they have destroyed their brain, they are walking with a half or some portion of their brain, and they feel all right because they have Jesus. When will their brain become free by the realization of the words that they are using? Because these people, man, they have good jobs and everything like that, and yet still they believe that their brain is unnatural to see the word of God. And what you're seeing in the Bible are lies that coming on down the line before your parents were born, they were taught the same thing. And you don't know no better. You're going to stay that way until you're dead. Right? You believe it. You put faith in it. And you have hope in it. And that seal your doom. Seal your doom. See? I know what it is to feel doomed. I know what it is. I know what it is to start seeing something different. You're listening to Tim Aldred. Author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. If you ever go search for the program, you ought to go BTR, Black Talk Radio. And then once you are on Black Talk Radio, you look for Cosmic Philosopher. And you'll find me there on Black Talk Radio. World history. White Caucasoid, a sodomite culture, criminal, not a government jurisdiction. White people don't have jurisdiction over no African territory. I speak so confidently because I've read it, the thorough of account that says these white people cannot have a civilized government. So what they are running and all their institutions is mockery. Mockery to black people. But they, you know, as long as they have done it, like some 2,000 years now, and they make up a Jesus, make up a emperor, and make their own calendar that now we don't have a world calendar no more that the God set up here on earth. You see what I mean? And these white people are lying about everything that they talk about. They talk about everywhere they go and commit crime, it's just something else. And black people believe them. So the first thing black people ought to do right now is stop believing in that Bible of Adam and Eve. That's what they're supposed to do. Here is oddly a black person who thinks any of what I'm saying is true. Because what? Their brain is affected. What they read is not what they understand. They understand what the church teaches. Yes. Let me go to this here. White man of insane endocrine. They have insane endocrine glands from evolution. They are evolutionary. They don't what they are doing now is like using this psychological ploy to let the black people think that they are the civilized people, right? And they are calling now, leave Europe and call the Western Hemisphere their civilization. They go to France. France is Greece. You see? And pick up from the Minoans. It phase out the Minoans. I bet you they chase them out because there was a king there that ruled. And they go there and learn as much as they can and then kick everybody else out and then call France theirs and talk about their Greek culture and call themselves some name and right away dovetailing themselves and out with the Greek culture the original Greek culture. They banish that. And they are the Greek culture now. Oh, gosh, no. No, my friends. Look, let me tell you something. All it need to change all of this is to start to read your own history. Once you know the truth in history for yourself, these white people cannot stand up in front of you. They never stand up in front of you. They can't. Because if you bring all of these white people in front of me, none of them would stand up and sustain anything that they talk about. Because they only know about violence. They only know about, you know, bombs and, you know, and guns. And military. That's all they know. To be dominant. But the truth will destroy all of that. And it's not in a shootout. No. It's not in a shootout with what they have. No. Because that's all they can use to defeat anybody. Is guns and bombs. And disease. You know, that's what they can use. But they can't speak the truth. And survive. Whenever things going to go in a different way, where they can't shoot you, they can't do nothing physical or poison you or not like that, they will have to knock their track and go back to their indigenous land. That's what they'll have to do. And stop plaguing and filthing on the black people because we did not do that to them. We never do it to them. We don't deserve none of that. But they come here and blame us and say, we are the ones, we are the bad people. Yeah, because they take over now and say, I mean, this is our country. This is what Trump is doing. That's what they're doing. Now, do we succumb to them? us, we don't read and we don't know. We don't know who we are. We don't know who created us. The fact that we are clutching a Bible, that is, you know, 360 degrees on the opposite of who we are. 360 degrees. You see what I mean? And that's the reason why these black people spread themselves out and everywhere. They're, all right, I mean, the history shows you that Palestine had black people, and they called them Jews at the time. And back then, these white people never come to the point to start calling themselves Jews yet. So they're right. And the right thing is reflecting that black, they call black people Jews, right? And Semitic people. And so it was, all right, it is very much history that black people should be called Semitic people. I don't know about Jews, but in their Bible, they're saying Jesus was Jews. The fact that they're saying Jesus, no Jesus existed 2,000 years ago either, right? But Semitic people, yes. Yes, but now they're not ascribing Semitic to black people. They subscribe it to themselves. How do they become Jews and Semitic when the Bible itself that them have called black people Jews and children of Abraham? They become, and they wrote it, that they are becoming the Canaanites. They are becoming the new Israel. They wrote that. They make themselves. You know, I mean, you can't describe that. They are, as such, strip the black people of their underwear. You know, anything is known of black people, white people take it and deck themselves in it. From architecture to everything that is black people. See? So now, they are the only ones known as Greeks, Romans, and, you know, Latin. They probably invented the Latin language, it appears. Because they want to be like the head of everything on earth. But now, I have found to be a roadblock for them. They need to give account for these things. And no black people are to live ignorant of these things. You can't change our calendar and run free with it. No, you just can't. And it means white people must be faced with it and run free forevermore. They have to face it. Not unless we think we can face them. And that is not supposed to be the case. Because if you can't hold your own rights, you're not fit to live. That's how I see it. You don't fit to live. So you must be able to, for yourself, represent yourself. We can't allow these people to use ships, just about ships, and control us. No. No. It doesn't make any sense. No merit whatsoever. Make an idea and say, you know, this is the law that governs us, and we bow down to it. Doesn't make any sense. A.D. and Adamani is shit. These white people will not own our wealth with shit. A.D. and Adamani. Men have insane endocrine glands from evolution. Read their madness. This is what they say. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts, eh, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood from the nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way, gave their own state and society, talking about white society, the exalted status of New Israel. If you think any white people out there love you, you ask them, what are they doing in America? They are a part of the plot to use sodomy and to sponge in black people into their sodomy culture. So if you think you have good white friends and stuff like that and you want to marry them, just understand what you're contributing to. And if you think that you can't do without them, that's where the problem lies. They come and rob us and then turn us into sodomites. This is what we have going on here. Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England, the Massachusetts Bay Libraries of 1641 stated that if any man, after legal conviction, shall have or worship any other god but the Lord God, he shall be put to death. You hear that? Yes. That's what these sodomites, that's what they go by. You're going to be dead. Why do they have to kill you? Because they are uncivilized. All right? Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. We're talking about white people, you know. That's why they call themselves Puritans. Replacing national Israel. You hear that? They call themselves Puritans. They viewed themselves, these white people that you think may love you and think you think they love you and all that kind of thing. You understand that as long as they're in the back territory, they are supportive to the scheme of their sodomite culture to completely overthrow the African people and turn them over time into just being sodomites. That's it. That is it. They are not your friend. They are making up the numbers and a negative energy that destroy the Elohim civilization on earth. We do not make that happen because we don't have anything to gain by doing it. If we allow them to come in and sponge us in, that's our fault. our ancestors' sin, we have inherited it. We have what it takes to work ourselves out of it. Here we have no excuse. Here is the truth. Read it. You know, give yourself to it. Don't please these sodomites that you are looking at them coming from thousands of miles. And how many of our territory they have invaded and destroyed us. Have we done it to them? No. But now they are going to stand up and tell you, it's their country. You need to look at this and understand what kind of situation black people are in. Why is not the white people don't have anywhere to go? Why they are not the refugees? No, because they steal what we have and begin to use firepower to protect it against us. Imagine that. Now, if what I'm telling you doesn't make any sense to you, well, so be it for you. Yes, nowhere. Because they're telling you that they view themselves as they are the children of God. The children of God, where in the Bible that is the real God of the world that make heaven and earth, and it's Abraham God. Now, what do they have to do with Abraham God? Nothing. But that's what they do anyway. And what do we do with it? Follow behind them. Oh, idiot. I mean, that's too ignorant. I mean, too, you know, it's too much of an ignorance. So, this is what we have here. This whole bunch of wasteless nonsense that we are going to all over the world, black people, is Jesus' name they call on. Jesus' name. Prejudice against history because, you know, these white people use the Bible to turn your mind against what is truth, your truth. And their lie becomes your truth. You want the Holy Ghost from the day of Pentecost. All of those things, my friend, coming from the vacuous depth of the abyss, because the Bible itself tells you that Jesus never became a king, and it lets you know that can't be true about no Jesus becoming any king. It can't be true because there's no way the truth about reality would allow Jesus to not become a king, as the prophecy says. Come on, you know, you have to look at this stuff. Otherwise, you're not coming out of church and this whole bunch of evil that they have pile up on the black people. You see what I mean? It's easy to get rid of these white people who are talking about they own everything we have. But we have to undo what they did. If you can't undo what they did, there's no way we're getting anything out of life here. Telling you the opposite, and you accept it and say amen. When they said the Puritan, mean these same faggot homosexuals, they are telling you that they see the God of the Bible, and when you think that it is some real Moses writes about God, you're wrong, because these things in the Bible are not about Moses. It's not history. You see, let's say there was a man named Moses, and he's black. They take this history of Moses and write about a God that is a displacement of the truth. Because what they're telling about Moses and God, no, nothing don't exist like that. And this is where we are having the turmoil in the world, and we cannot win any battle with these white people at all. And I'm not talking about gun. We're talking about we can't fight a linguistic battle with them. You see, because we are full of foolishness. That's what we believe in. And think that, you know, we need to be saved, you know, by Jesus Christ. And all we have is violence. When you read the truth, it's all violence that these people are doing when they're talking about Jesus Christ. They know what to tell you. They know have that much sense to make trouble, to tell you something when you go talk and put themselves into a political position where you find it hard not to follow them. Come on, come on, come on. If you know the truth and you can talk the truth, there's no way anybody's going to talk you down. No. People are lying. In a Bible, I tell you about God make in 6 days and 7 days he rest. Nothing don't go like that. It's just the way that we are not understanding. They are telling you that they view themselves as God's special people. So what happened? Black people weren't special when they said we were Abraham's children? Weren't we special? So how it turns around? See where these white people are really, I mean, blowing smoke in our nostrils? You can't see it. You don't feel it. You don't feel your lungs is swelling from the smoke that they are piping into your nostril, in your lungs. You see, so they're thinking that they think that they view themselves. They can view themselves like, you know, fucking dogs. Because that's what they really do in fact. You see, and so as they fuck dog, they're telling you, we see ourselves as God's special people. Yes, when they're fucking dogs and fucking a man's ass. They are God's special people. They are God's special people. And they come here and decorate themselves like they are decent people, like civilized people. See, and abandoning the appearance of faggots and homosexuals. They don't want to look like homosexuals and beasts. They don't want to look like that. They want to look like they are normal, civilized people. That's what they're doing. But deep inside, they are faggots. You see, dogs and man's ass. That's what they have in their crime. Okay? And talk about they own everything in the world here now. And black people ain't nothing. Now, I'm saying, they can't do no business, A.D. and a diamond in it, because these faggots can't make Kalinda, and if they make it, by Europe with them. That's what I'm saying. I am Tim Aldred, and I am not ifing. I'm not butting. White people must leave our territory, make the thunder and the earthquake and everything blow them into bits. Replacing national Israel. They're telling us that they're kicking us out of our places. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear of the native Africans. Not African, but the Native Americans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The Africans, the Americans, the American Indians were the new Canaanites, America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing it, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. So you see, they just told you that they see themselves as God's special people, right? And they are replacing national Israel while they are taking the nationhood, the principle of the nationhood of the African people that they are kicking out of Palestine. They're bringing it to America, to the Massachusetts Bay. Okay? Where it will be, they said, it is to give. They said, when they bring the nationhood to Massachusetts Bay in America, bring it from national Israel. He says, This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. They're going to make America come just like the new Israel. This is all these kind of a homosexual type of rhetoric they write about themselves and the black people. How they come from so far and come here and do these kind of stuff to us? How come? You have the right in your hand and you drop your hand and let these people gun you down and everything and make up a jail house and prison house and mental institution to put you in there. Nothing don't go like that, my friends. It's so sick. So sick. It is so sick. And you look at black people and behave like they're all right. They're all right. It's just shame. It's beyond shameful. Beyond shameful. Because you look at these white people and you can't tell them that they were not, original Americans. These white people. You see? They don't look to you like they were suffering where they're from, why they all run come to America. They talk about American dream like, it was real civilized people here and calling you to come to America. No, it's the sodomite. It's the homosexual, honest fucking people. It's them. That's what they were. And if you go to Norway now and you see, what kind of people are in Norway?